Esther, a new biblical opera by Lynn Murray and Norman Corwin, presented as number 15 in the Columbia Workshop cycle, 26 by Corwin, and featuring Martin Gable, Arnold Moss, Everett Sloan, Joan Vitez, and Winston O'Keefe.
Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. I, Ahasuerus, who reign from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, I do hereby proclaim this year of my reign the biggest feast ever seen in the East. For 6 months we'll make merry and let workers stay alone and sing and dance and celebrate the glory of the throne.
And there was a big feast in Shushan.
There was a big feast in Shushan, that's the shank in Shushan, the chew the rag in Shushan, the third volition in Shushan, the drank like fish in Shushan, oh Shushan, Shushan, Shushan.
When the heart of the king was merry with wine, it was in his cups and he was feeling fine, four sheets to the wind and under the weather, he called his seven chamberlains together.
Now, gentlemen, praise her to your majesty, Queen Vashti.
Vashti's giving a party in the royal house.
For women only.
Oh, yes. Well, bring her here to me.
Yes, right away, your majesty.
Yes, right away, your majesty. Yes, right away, your majesty.
Now, Vashti, she was spirited and highly independent. Of purple-blooded Persians, a proud descendant. Her bearing it was regal and her attitude was bold. And when the chamberlains arrived, her compliments were cold.
What do you want?
His Imperial Majesty requests the presence of Her Imperial Majesty at the feast in the garden of the court of the palace.
Oh, does he? Tell him I'm busy with my own guests.
But, madam...
Annoy me no further. I refuse to go with you.
But, Your Highness...
Did you hear me?
Yes, Your Imperial Majesty.
Very well. Now get out.
Emukan.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You are reputed to be the sagest of the seven princes of Persia?
Yes, Your Majesty.
That is why I sent for you. I need your advice.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You are a very wise fellow, Memucan. If you can't advise me, who can? Nobody! The queen has disobeyed an imperial command. She has broken with tradition. She has gotten out of hand. So how am I to act now? What conclusion do you draw? What can we do unto the queen according to the law?
Sire, in my opinion, Vashti the queen has wronged not only the king, but also the princes and all the people in the province.
For this deed of the queen will be noised among the wives, and they'll despise their husbands all the rest of their lives. Likewise of all the ladies, born the princes of the sire, I fear the low example will arouse contempt and ire.
What to do about it?
Let a law be written by which Vashti might be smitten by the loss of her royal estate. Then choose another queen who is not so mean.
Let the fight break.
Scribe, take a decree.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I, Ahasuerus, decree that Queen Vashti shall be deprived of her royal estate for just and good causes, and that every man in my kingdom shall bear rule in his own house.
So the queen was divorced, and Ahasuerus was alone in the palace,
and he was very lonely.
What matters come? What matters glory? What matters riches of song and story? What matters my kingdom? What matters my throne? So long as I'm alone.
Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him,
Sire, we have a suggestion.
What is it?
Let the king appoint officers in all the provinces that they may gather together fair young maidens into Shushan the palace. Let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti.
Let it be done.
What matters come? What matters glory? What matters loss that are written down?
Now in Shushan there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. And he brought up Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house. And Esther showed not her people or her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. So Esther went into the royal house of Ahasuerus.
What is your name?
My name is Esther.
It is a pretty name.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
And very becoming. Sit beside me, Esther. You're very beautiful. Of what family are you?
A common family. My father was Abihail.
And of what people are you?
An ancient people.
How ancient?
Ancient as Persia.
Esther, do you think you could love the emperor of 127 provinces, king of the Persians, king of the Medes?
Yes.
But what do you know about love, little Esther?
Thank you.
loved Esther above all. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti.
But then came Haman. Haman was a wicked man, but all the servants in the king's gate bowed in reverence to Haman, for the king had promoted him above all the princes. Only Mordecai bowed not. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, he was full of wrath.
Who is that dog of a dog who will not bow down to me?
That, Your Excellency, is Mordecai, the Jew.
All others bow to me. He alone remains standing in the gate. I'll see about that. You, Mordecai, down on your knees.
Well, down, Jew. Haman has spoken.
I bow only to God.
Down, you fool!
You've had my answer.
You'll die for this cursed old man.
Why do you refuse to bow, you swine?
Speak up, Greybeard. Answer the Grand Vizier.
I will not bow down to a man on a horse. I will not bow down to a crown. I will never yield to a tyrant's force, though I burn or hang or drown. I will never worship a grand vizier, or his sons, or his nephews, or nieces. There's only one ruler whom I fear, though I be chopped in a thousand pieces. I will not kiss the earth that you have trod, though I be whipped all day for it. I will bow down only to the living God, though death be the price I pay for it.
Shall I arrest this man, Your Excellency?
No, don't contaminate yourself. I have a better plan in mind for dealing with Mordecai and his kind. Come along, Captain. Scribe, come here.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Set this down. To the king's lieutenants and to the governors and the rulers of every people of every province, and order as follows. To destroy, to kill, to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day. The day of the 12th month, and to take the spoil of them for a prey.
Very well.
Inscribe this order immediately and return to me here. Thus shall I avenge the insult of Mordecai. He and his people shall perish as one.
The best way to bolster authority is to bully a small minority. I shall slay with the sword all those I hate. They'll grovel in the dust before Haman the Great. On the scattered and the few will my wrath be heard. Then I'll seize the crown and conquer the world. I'll begin by making a scapegoat race and broaden my scope. Look at my face. Oh, the best way to bolster authority is to bully a small minority. I'll rule with iron every Persian and me. I'll make them sweat and I'll make them bleed. With gross and poisonous lies, I'll feed them and hold in my grip a life and freedom. I'll begin by making a scapegoat race and kill them off without a trace.
Listen.
What are you doing inside the palace? You'll be killed if you're found here.
That's why I must speak quickly. Did you get my message about Haman's decree to massacre the Jews?
What's to be done?
Esther, you must go into the king and make supplication to him in behalf of your people.
But don't you know the law? Whoever goes into the king without being called shall be put to death.
Except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter.
But I've not been called to come into the king for the past 30 days.
Esther, don't think that you shall escape in the king's house any more than the rest of your people. For if you altogether hold your peace now, then deliverance shall arise from another place. But you and your father's house shall be destroyed. Who knows but what you are come to the kingdom for just such a time as this.
Very well. I will go unto the king, which is not according to law. And if I perish, I perish.
Where are the proclamations awaiting my seal?
Here, Your Majesty.
Very well. And while I seal these with the king's ring, go tell Memucan, who stands with Haman, that I would have a word with him.
Yes, sire. Your Excellency.
Yes?
His Majesty the King requests that you consult with him as soon
as... Wait a moment. I believe my eyes. Is that Queen Esther standing here in the court, though not called by the king?
Why, this is a grave transgression of the law.
Punishable by death unless the king holds forth his scepter. Quiet, the king, please.
Queen Esther.
May it please the king.
Come. Touch the scepter which I hold forth.
My sire.
What is your request, Queen Esther?
If it please the king to grant my petition, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to a banquet which I've prepared for them.
Is that all? Let it be done, Queen Esther, and let Haman be so advised.
Invited nobody to the banquet but myself and the king. Why, this is the greatest honor that has ever been bestowed upon any man in the kingdom. But it avails me nothing so long as I see Mordecai sitting at the king's gate. Mordecai, who will not bow down to me, though the rest of Shushan kiss the dirt under my feet. I believe I shall hang the knave. I will build a gallows today, 50 cubits high, here before my own house, so that I may see it. Tomorrow I will petition the king that Mordecai be hanged. Yes. But first to build the gallows.
On that night, the king could not sleep. And he commanded to bring the books of the records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king.
In the 8th year of the reign of Ahasuerus, 2 of the king's chamberlains sought to lay hands upon the king to murder him. But the thing was known to a man named Mordecai, who told it to the officers of the king. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out, and therefore the criminals were hanged. And on the 8th day...
Just a moment. I don't even remember this thing. What honor has been done Mordecai for making known the plot against me?
Nothing was done for him.
Nothing? Who's in the court right now?
Haman, you petition the king concerning the hanging of a citizen of Shushan.
Tell him to come in.
Yes, your majesty.
And unkindness has been done unto Mordecai. His service to the throne should have been acknowledged long before this. But for his vigilance, I might be dead.
Yes, please, the king, the grand vizier.
Haman, a question.
Yes, your majesty.
What shall be done to a man whom the king delights to honor?
A man whom the king delights to honor. For the man whom the king delights to honor, bring the royal apparel which the king wears, and the horse which the king rides, and the crown which is set upon his head. And let one of the king's most noble princes array the man withal, and bring him on horseback through the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done. The man whom the king delights to honor.
Very good, Haman. Now make haste and take the apparel and the horse as you have suggested, and do so to Mordecai, who sits at the gate. Don't overlook anything you've suggested.
So Haman had to honor Mordecai according to his own device. And after that, he went to the banquet with the king and Esther the queen.
Now, what is the petition you've saved up for this banquet, Queen Esther?
If I found favor in your sight, and if I please the king...
Yes?
Then spare my life, and spare my people.
Spare your life? Your people? What do you mean, Queen Esther?
We are sold, I and my people.
Sold? By what enemy of the king would kill the queen? Who is he, and where is he that dares presume in his heart to do so?
He is with us. And his name is Haman. He has issued a decree to massacre the Jews who are my people.
No, no, it is not
the adversary and the enemy. It is this very man.
Haman, have you perverted the command I entrusted unto you because I believed in the wisdom of your counsel?
No, your majesty. Allow me to explain.
Why do you stammer so?
The matter is not what it seems, your majesty.
I have rung for the chamberlain Harbona. We will make inquisition whether you lie against the word of the queen.
But, your majesty, if it please the king,
Harbona, apprehend this man. Has conspired to destroy the queen and her people.
I am innocent of this. Bear witness for me, chamberlain.
What do you know of this, Harbona?
I know only that the grand vizier has lately built a gallows 50 cubits high for Mordecai.
For Mordecai? Where is this gallows that will prove enough?
It stands in the house of Haman.
Is that so, Haman?
Yes, but you see, it was...
Harbona! Let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman to destroy these people.
Your majesty!
Let it be granted that these people gather themselves together and stand for their life to destroy those who attack them on the 13th day of the 12th month. Let it be known that they should be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies.
Yes, your majesty.
And as for Haman, take him away. Cover up his face and hang him on the gallows he prepared in his house.
No! No, your majesty, no! No!
Haman stood upon the gallows.
Haman stood upon the gallows he built in his own house, where to hang Mordecai.
And they hanged Haman on the gallows.
Be a lesson to vain men who lust for limitless power. Let this notify profane men that there comes a reckoning hour. Let this point a moral that the only truce with a traitor and tyrant is a gallows noose.
This be a lesson to great men who rule and command and lead. Never trust in men who hate men because of their race or creed. This is quite a moral that the only truth with a bully and a bigot is a gallows noose.
Let this be a lesson to the men who lock all limitless power. Let this notify profane that there comes a reckoning hour. Let this point a moral that the only truth with a traitor and a tyrant is a gallows noose. Is a gallows.
king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther the queen enjoined her people to establish among them the month which was turned unto them from mourning into a good day, that they should make days of feasting and joy. And all these acts, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Medea and Persia?
That was Esther, a new opera by Lynn Murray and Norman Corwin, presented as the second in the Old Testament trilogy. The role of Esther was sung by Genevieve Rowe, that of Ahasuerus by Harrison Knox, Mordecai by Eugene Lowenthal, and Haman by Kenneth Schoen. Next week at this same time, Columbia will present Charles Lawton in a little adaptation of the Book of Job as the last of the Old Testament trilogy, for which production Dean Taylor composed a special score, his first for radio. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.